Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Mishnah's Demai Perek Dalad Mishnah Beis, the Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Reb Shlomo Zalman B'zagos Amar Siyat V'chol Yitzchak Otzem. This should be given for the Sachat Tzlocha and Siyat Dishmaya, good health, Parnasa B'shefa, and Cult of Selah. And Mishnah Beis continues with another scenario of us trusting an Am Ha'aretz that he took Meiser off his produce. Mishnah tells us Hamadir's Chaver Sheyochel Etzloy, a person was Madir's friend that he has to come eat by him. But V'hu Ein Ma'amin El Meiser, he doesn't trust him regarding Meiser. Oichel Imay B'Shabbos Harishayna, he's allowed to eat by him the first Shabbos. V'afal Pishe Ein Ma'amin El Meiser, even though he doesn't trust him regarding Meisers, as long as he tells him this produce had Meiser taken off of it. Now, what exactly is this case? So Reuven and Shimon are friends. Reuven is making a Sheva Brachas in his house, and he really wants Shimon to come. That's what we mean by saying Shabbos Harishayna, this first Shabbos, it's Shabbos Sheva Brachas. Now, not only does he invite him, but he tells Shimon, if you don't come, I'm making a neder, and you're not allowed to benefit from any of my possessions. That's Hamadir's Chaver Sheyechel Etzloy. He's madir him that if you don't come and eat by me, you're not allowed to have any benefit from my possessions. So the problem is that Shimon doesn't trust Reuven regarding Meiser. The Mishnah told us that this first Shabbos, he is allowed to eat by Reuven as long as Reuven tells him that everything had Meiser taken off of it. Even though we usually don't trust an Amar to say that Meiser was taken off, in this case we do trust him. If not, there's going to be Eva, there's going to be this animosity, this hatred that develops in between Reuven and Shimon. We see that Reuven is so serious about Shimon coming over, he even made this nether against him. Therefore, we allow Shimon to go over Reuven's house this one Shabbos. However, B'Shabbos Shnia, the second Shabbos of celebration, nowadays, we don't have another Shabbos Sheva Brachas, but back in the day, they would have celebrations after Chasana for even up to a month. So the second Shabbos of celebrations after the Chasana, Reuven once again invited Shimon over his house on that second Shabbos. Afal Pishanadar Menu Hanoya, even though Reuven once again said, if you don't come over my house, if you don't come and eat by us, I'm going to make a nether and you're not allowed to have any benefit from my possessions, it doesn't make a difference. Lo Yoichal Ajay Aser, Shimon's not allowed to come over until he makes sure that everything had Meiser taken off of it. That's because since he already came over the first week, there's not going to be so much Eva, there's not going to be so much animosity if he doesn't come over the second week, and therefore the Chachamim were not makel on him the second week. And now moving on to Mishnah Gimel, we're going to talk about something that we briefly mentioned in the introduction to the Masechta, that there's a difference between designating Meiser and physically separating it. There are two steps in the truming and Meisering process. Kriyas Shem is declaring or designating this part or amount of produce as Truma or Meiser. Number two is Hafrasha, physical separation of the Truma or Meiser. So imagine you have a basket of apples. Kriyas Shem would mean stating that all the apples on the top of the basket are Meiser. Hafrasha would mean physically taking those apples on top and removing them from the basket. Now both of these steps have to take place when dealing with regular Tevel. But with Demai, one needs to be Kirei Shem, but does not necessarily need to be Mafresh them. So let's say for Meiser Rishon of Demai, he's Kirei Shem, but he doesn't do Hafrasha. He can now eat that which he designated as Meiser Rishon. Why is that, you ask? Doesn't it have to be given to a Levi? And the answer is that yes, Meiser Rishon technically needs to be given to a Levi, but since over here it's only a Suffolk if it needs Meiser separated anyway, this is a case of Suffolk Mamain. Any Levi that would attempt to lay claim to these Meiseres would be told to bring a proof that he really is chayv to give this Meiser. This is called Hamaitzi Mechaver Alvarayo. One that tries to take money from another needs to bring a proof that he's really owed it. Since the Levi can't bring proof, the owner's allowed to keep it. And as we've said earlier, Meiser Rishon is permitted for even a non-Levi to eat. Therefore, all he has to do is designate the Meiser in his Demai, but he doesn't need to physically give it to a Levi. The same thing goes with Meiser Sheni. He's Kirei Shem, but he doesn't need to physically be Mafresh it because he can just transfer his Kedusha onto money and then bring the money up to Yerushalayim. But what about Meiser Ani? So Mishnah Gimel tells us, Rabbi Lezer says, Ein Adam Tzarech Likra Shem LeMeiser Ani Shal Demai. A person does not need to do Kriyas Shem for Meiser Ani of Demai. For Asha, he for sure doesn't need to do. Even Kriyas Shem, Rabbi Lezer says, he does not need to be Kirei Shem for Meiser Ani of Demai. That's because Rabbi Lezer holds that Amaratzim do separate Meiser Ani. However, Chacham argue and they say Kirei Shem, he does need to do Kriyas Shem, that's because Amaratzim aren't 100% trustworthy to take off Meiser Ani. However, Vein Sarach LaHafresh, he doesn't have to do actual Hafrasha, as we just said previously, when it comes to Meisres of Demai, Hafrasha doesn't have to be done, only Kriyas Shem. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Dalad, continue talking about this Kriyas Shem and Hafrasha. And with Mishnah Hey, for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.